Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the delegations of CARICOM join with other delegations in expressing our sympathies to the government and people of El Salvador on the occasion of the natural disaster affecting that country. Mr. Chairman, we wish to thank the Secretary General for his informative report and to acknowledge his tireless exertions in attempting to arrive at a solution to the situation in Honduras. It would be fair to say, Mr. Chairman, that the latest failure to achieve a solution to the crisis of democracy in that country has left CARICOM delegations rather deflated, though not totally discouraged. In addition, the concern which we have often expressed over the violations of law and order in Honduras has been heightened with the increased tension there in recent days. We believe that at this juncture, it is more important than ever to reiterate the positions which we have consistently maintained on these issues. In this regard, we wish to repeat our call for all parties in Honduras to abide by all of the commitments which have been negotiated. We would wish to see the Congress of Honduras carry out the deliberations which were envisaged under the agreement without further delay. We condemn any attempt to unilaterally form a government outside of that agreement. We wish to see that following those congressional deliberations, that the provisions of the Tegucigalpa-San Jose Agreement be complied with without further delay. We insist once again, Mr. Chairman, and we will continue to insist until the last minute on the immediate restitution of President Zelaya, as our governments declared at a meeting of Latin America and the Caribbean on Integration and Development, a special declaration on the Tegucigalpa-San Jose Agreement in Montego Bay last week. The restitution of President Zelaya is an indispensable requirement for the establishment of constitutional order, the rule of law, and democracy. Finally, Mr. Chairman, you will note, and it has already been drawn to your attention by our distinguished colleague from Brazil, that the declaration in Montego Bay affirmed that the restitution of President Zelaya is a quid pro quo to make possible the validation of the results of the elections. We can only hope that the responsible parties in Honduras heed these calls by the international community. Thank you.